Hi, it's Mac. Thursday, 7th of June, 2012. It was good to hear George, Hi-Fi George, giving his thoughts on the brain, or the amazing brain boo that I did originally, and had some good feedback on that. And I mentioned it in my boo that, of course, people who did not have sight or were born without sight would probably remember it in a different way, maybe smells or sounds or whatever. And it was great to hear George putting over his version of how he can actually do the same. He can replay the ambience of the surroundings when he records an audio boo. And it was just great to hear him talk about how he has to deal with certain things in life, how he can't even imagine how people who have sight would deal with losing their sight, in other words. And I have to say on that one, as far as I'm concerned, George, I think most of us seers would be the same mind as myself, in that it would probably be the greatest sense to lose. If you were to lose a sense, I think we could probably live without hearing, smell, or any other ones, to be honest with you. But I think sight would be the biggest loss to any of us who have went through our lives with full vision. Albeit, even in my case, with having to wear glasses for a number of years now, but I still can experience the world through my eyes. And obviously, as I said, my boo, the brain registers everything your eyes see, even unconsciously, and can replay that to you. So, yeah, losing sight to us, George, I think would be a massive blow. It would be to me, anyway. And I really appreciate you giving us your views on that, because it's just like anything else in this world. I consider myself of good health, even though I do have ailings and failings and health issues. I still consider myself to be, in general, a healthy person. And it doesn't bother me to see other people who are extremely healthy. I was extremely healthy for many, many years, very fit, very healthy. So it's just a growing old process that we lose health. But still having all your faculties and all your senses through life is an amazing thing. And for someone like yourself who's never experienced sight, I mean, how does a seeing person even relate to an unseen person? I mean, if I could just give you a scenario here of say, George is in the passenger seat of a car. He's been driven along by his, I don't know whether George is married or what, but he's been driven along by a spouse, a partner, a great friend or family. It doesn't matter. You've been driving along. How do you say to someone who has never seen, look at the colour of those bushes, or look at how blue the sky is, or isn't that a beautiful bird? Look at the. How do you even deal with that? I don't know. But the good news is that, as George said in his boo, that because he has never had sight, it doesn't bother him. It doesn't, because he's never experienced sight, so he doesn't know what it's all about. And he probably can't even imagine what sight is, but he lives with it, he deals with it, and he gets on with life, and I think that's absolutely fantastic. And it was great to hear him giving his views on how his brain still works, how it still stores all the ambient surroundings of his life, and how he can still relate to all of that. It's great. So, if I can just suggest someone on audiobook who might appeal to you, George. I've only really stumbled onto him very, very recently. In fact, in the last couple of days, although I have noticed his booze being there and I've been ignoring them, but I did go and have a look, and it's a guy called Max Tundra, and it's capital M, A, lowercase A-X, capital T, lowercase U-N-D-R-A. So it's one word that makes up Max Tundra. And this guy seems to just deal with audio. Not in voice, I mean in sounds. He has an excellent one on there of sounds coming from his chimney. Quite a few minutes. Birds, it's obviously nesting, are up his chimney, and it's good. And sounds of the Rag and Bone Man with his bugle and calling. And what else was there now? Oh yeah, he'd done a little trial with listeners to pick a note, any note on a piano keyboard, and he compiled them in the way they came in into the one piece. It's very, very short, but it's very funny to listen to, actually. And so I'm going to follow Max, because I love anything to do with audio, with sound. And I know it won't appeal to others who just want to have people talking and not interested in music, or not interested in, such as Max Tundra is putting out just now. He seems fairly new to audiobook, but he seems to have a talent for doing things. And I'm going to follow up, because I'm quite sure he's going to come out with some exciting stuff. So, Max Tundra, George, if it interests you, if you can maybe have a listen to him and see if he suits. So, all in all, good stuff, and thank you once again. Bye for now.